He comes up against the inevitable limitation of his personal ego, and both in meditation exercise and in practical life, turns away from it, opens his eyes, and recognizes the presence of the Overself as his never-absent guardian angel. With that act of seeing, he also receives its grace. One after another, the virtues drop into his hands as easily as ripened fruits.